sure you've heard about the Ishizoku reviewers drama, you know, with the NDA rumor regarding Funimation and how they forced their translator to sign an NDA, you know, when they cancelled Ishizoku reviewers. Well, I'm the one that broke the news originally. I broke the news on the 2nd of February, like midday, 12 o'clock. And since then, it's been doing the rounds. It's been all over Twitter. It's probably unlikely that you don't know of it. It's all over Twitter. Thousands of tweets, you know, thousands of shares, etc., etc. It absolutely blew up. And they reached all kinds of bloggers and vloggers and, you know, the list goes on, right? But it turns out that the translator had bad timing when they, because what it is, they tweeted something during that time when Funimation cancelled Ishizoku reviewers. And that was taken out of context because what it is, on a forum, on Funimation's forums, somebody was going back and forth talking about how somebody had to, you know, was forced to sign an NDA. The reason they said they couldn't reveal any information is because they didn't want to get anybody into trouble, but it turns out the actual translator just tweeted at a bad time when all this was happening, you know, when Funimation cancelled the show. And it was all taken out of context, you know, from the forums to me breaking the news to other people reposting the news and talking about it and quoting, you know, the web, you know, quoting animemotivation.com and stuff like that. And obviously the lesson here for the news piece and everything is patience. That's kind of the lesson here. But that's also a wrap and, you know, clarification for what's happened over the past few days with the Ishizoku reviewers NDA rumor, you know, with the translator and Funimation. People believe it because Funimation has a history of doing bullshit, you know, getting away with certain things, pushing certain agendas, sweeping things under the rug. They have a history of this kind of stuff. So that's what made it so believable. But yeah, that's it. That's really all I got to say. You can tweet at Theo J. Ellis or follow Anime Motivate for all the website accounts for Anime Motivation.